Through music, campaigners against poverty in Africa are hoping to deliver a message to the leaders who will be attending the Group of Eight Summit of Leading Industrial Nations in Scotland in July. Anti-poverty campaigners say the object of the exercise is to place Edinburgh at the center of the world's attention for a day. That day is July 6th, which marks the opening of the summit of the world's richest countries in nearby Gleneagles, Scotland. Thousands are expected to attend a rally and concert sponsored by the organization called Make Poverty History. It will be staged 4 days after similar high-profile concerts are held at other cities like London, Berlin, and Philadelphia. In Edinburgh Tuesday, musician and event organizer Mijur said the rally, concert, and party all rolled into one is focused on the summit leaders.
If this group of people get together in a passive and sympathetic way and helps make one decision in the Gleneagles Hotel, one decision that changes someone's life, it's all worth it.
The group is urging the world's wealthiest nations to cancel the poorest countries' debt and remove trade barriers so that goods from those countries can compete on the world's markets. Those are the key recommendations of the Commission for Africa, a group set up by Prime Minister Tony Blair. Co-organizer of Live 8, Bob Geldof, predicts that 1 million will show up in Edinburgh for the event. Mijur is not so sure, but he says most of those who will come will be there for a cause.
We have no idea who's going to come, what's going to come, but we know the type of people who will come. You know, I'm bringing my family, it will be families, it will be people who believe in the cause. You know, to smash a window doesn't make any sense. You know, it's crazy. The people who will be there for the party, there for the entertainment, there for the music. You know, we've put some acts together on here that I forgot to mention, especially for the kids. You know, McFly. You know, we've got a real variety of stuff going on.
The highlight of the day will be the free concert stage at Murrayfield Stadium with a capacity of 90,000. Among the artists and groups already signed to play are Annie Lennox, Travis, and Texas. Longtime anti-poverty campaigner Mijur also hinted that he and fellow musician Bob Geldof might take to the stage as well. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.